iTunes U is now being implemented to further the ability to study and better one's grade point average by placing lectures and study notes online for the essay access of such information by students on the go. News editor Enrique Rivera demystifies the new learning tool for Campus NewsHour.
Cerritos College, along with other colleges, have become a part of iTunes U. iTunes U is a service delivered by Apple that will facilitate the school to allocate digital videos and audio recording into the internet or Apple products. This means that students can sync course content into their iPads or iPhones and look over a professor's lecture over their devices. Dean of Academic Affairs Nick Real explained that he used iTunes U while he was instructing a class about computer-assisted inspection using Verisure.
So iTunes U, we use that in one class in the Machine Tool Technology department. And in that class, we use iTunes U to provide the students with some videos on how to do some inspection or routines, if you want. You know, how to use it, where to click in the computer, and what to do physically with a probe. So iTunes U basically was there to help us publish, if you want, the videos that we created for that class.
iTunes U was there to help us publish the videos we created for the class, he said. Rio mentioned that some of his students were not actually able to use iTunes U.
One thing that we did is because not every student was able to log into iTunes U because you have to have a password and different things you have to do, we also posted them on YouTube. And the ones who didn't want to use iTunes U or didn't like it or whatever, we were able to show them what those videos were on YouTube. And they are still on YouTube right now. The idea was to be able to do it outside of a computer, like you said, on an iPhone or something like that. That's the advantage of iTunes U. Okay. Otherwise, if you just have a browser, YouTube to me seems to be the easier solution because everybody has that. And they don't have to log in with a password. Some students don't like logging in with passwords. You know, they prefer something that's on public information. So that's the feedback that I got at the time.
Students like Manuel Rodriguez, electric engineer major, thinks iTunes U is a good idea for when he's on the go.
Yeah, because I'd be able to download it. Like if I was here and I have no way to get into a computer, I'd be able to download it pretty quickly onto my phone or something. Then later on, like I could look it up or something. Like later on at home or something, you know?
Yeah.
I think they should do it on lecture and then like add their lessons online as well. Like, because when you're doing the lecture, when you're writing down, you forget like maybe half of it.
The iTunes U tool was designed to lengthen faculty's instructional presence. English major Alonso Lama sees a negative side effect as far as class attendance to the iTunes U app.
I'd still attend regularly regardless. There's so much material that we cover in class and some of it you just can't learn just through hearing, but from our classes, personally, I think just discussion, being involved in discussions and bringing up new material and things, there's certain things that you can't just listen to online. And when you participate in class and actually go to class, there's so much more. There's a visual aspect of it, the kinesthetic aspect, and you can learn by doing something, by seeing it, and auditory isn't exactly, personally, my best way of learning, so I'd still attend regularly.
Communications major Samantha Cardona will agree with Lamas about class attendance.
I would definitely still attend class because that's still an important aspect about being a student. That would be a beneficial tool for a student. If they do miss class or can't attend class, they can always just use that as a helpful tool for them. So.
Rio's class didn't have much of an impact as far as attendance.
I think they saw it as a supplement, but I don't see that it really changed the attendance for the class. Because, you know, it's a night class and it's a technical class, so the students are really committed. They come after work, you know, they typically have a job in that industry. So for them, there wasn't that aspect. But for other students, maybe that come here during the day program, maybe for them that would be a help, you know, for attendance.
That iTunes U is just one of the ways that Apple is trying to make to benefit people on the educational side and not just for entertainment. Apple App iBook is a similar app that some colleges started using to make textbooks easier to get and less heavier to carry for students. With the amount of people who have Apple devices on campus, English major Catherine Grajilva sees the big factor that the iTunes U app can benefit the students.
I think it's a really good idea. It's really creative and it's going to benefit the students. They'll have more access to, like, you know, the homeworks or projects, videos that they'll have, or, you know, even like music or whatever, like their classes. I think it's good. I think it'll work.
With iTunes U, undecided major Adolfo Rodriguez explains that there won't be much of an excuse for students to miss lectures and homework thanks to the app.
In a way, it could be recommended because, I mean, it is college, and a lot of students do have, you know, iPods and iPads and stuff, so it's one way you won't have an excuse saying that, oh yeah, I couldn't make it, couldn't go to my computer and stuff like that. So, I mean, like I said, you know, everybody has iPods and stuff, so they could, like, anywhere, you know, when they, if they say, like, they don't have a place to go, they'll have, you know, their iPod and stuff, and they could pretty much look it up anywhere where they're at. But I don't know if the teachers will or the professors will do it because, you know, they say it's technology and, like, you know, like cell phones and iPods, it's a distraction, so it all depends on them. You know, it all depends on how the professors see it.
For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, this is news editor Enrique Rivera reporting.